key ring. If you lose your keys, the finder can call the number on the back of the tag or drop them in any mailbox, and the War Amps will return them to you by courier for free. Today, the key tag service is more important than ever with the high replacement cost of keys and remote devices. War Amps key tags. They're free and they work. Order yours at waramps.ca and help make a difference in the lives of amputees.
Waiter, yes, I'd like a bowl of hot alphabet soup.
Hi, my name is Hayden, and I have a new show on CFRC called Alphabet Soup.
A bowl of hot?
Make sure it's hot.
Alphabet Soup is a musical variety show that's live every Tuesday from 10 to 11 a.m.
Make sure it's hot.
Right.
Okay, sir. Coming right up.
Tune in to hear something classic or something fresh. Tuesdays at 10 a.m. on CFRC.
Hey, Charlie, table 26 wants a hot alphabet soup.
Morning, everybody. It is the Indie Wake Up Call on CFRC. Here we are. High of 21 today. It's kind of cooled off a little bit. Beautiful sunshine. Gorgeous morning. Thank you, Black Dog Hospitality, for sponsoring the Indie Wake Up. How's it going, guys?
It's going great. It's
going great. Finally, the temperature's come down. It's better chill summertime now.
Yeah, for now. I mean, now. It'll go right back up again and the whole thing. So we've got a packed show today.
Mm-hmm. We're heating up with events, festivals, that sort of stuff again.
Again. 8:30 this morning, Brielle from Luscious is going to, I don't know if she's calling or coming in. I gave her the option with morning shows and rock people. I always do that. Mm-hmm. But we're going to hear from her because her band Luscious is opening up for Dizzy and the Beaches at Empire Rock Fest this weekend. Massive things going on with Luscious, as well as this Rolling Stone contest that they're in the top 24. We're going to hear more about that. We are also going to hear from How Island Rock and the Rock. They've got a big show coming up this weekend. And who's our third?
Girl Dad. Album.
Oh my God. Girl Dad. Yes. So what do you know about that, Rue?
Well, we know that the album's been in the works. We've even heard a lot of these songs live. I mean, when was the last time we saw them? Probably at Illapalooza. And that was like the big finale, and they came out with like the covers. I do think they've got a touch of the Tragically Hip to them if you kind of see them live. So we'll see how much of that has made it into the album. But they finally announced it. It's self-titled, unsurprisingly. And we know it's been in the works for a while. Like when we spoke to them in January, we knew that they had the album for a while. They just needed to record it. And it was all this will they, won't they, will they be able
they
to
play
find
pretty
the
cool.
time.
Like they play it cool for sure. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited to hear what they've got going on. And Hayden, I also was like, when I left here last week, I'm like, guys, we still haven't done our favorite albums of the first half of the year. Did you put something together? Like, what do you got?
Yeah, we teased doing that like a while ago on the show, and then we got caught up with guests and Polaris and this and that.
So, I mean, it's the end of wake-up call. We're going to be busy, but do you guys have some stuff?
Like, yes, I
do. I'm wearing one of my faves on my shirt today.
Okay, good. Yes, I do as well. And I also left out some that I thought you would have on your list. I don't know if you guys were playing that way as well, but we'll get to that a little later on in the show and mix it up with all of our guests as well. So typically busy morning. What do you got coming up next?
New music, brand spanking new music. All of what we're going to be playing right now is just new stuff. I mean, new artists, people you've never heard of, people you need to be hearing of. We'll start with some Claire London, some of our favorites, the Astros, some new music from Berwyn, who is really an artist to watch, some new stuff from Luna Lee, collaboration between Orville Peck and Beck, lots of cool stuff coming up, and we'll see you closer to 8:30. Also, this also is new music, brand new Corner Shop. They are working on an album. They say it's cooking. This is Double Denim, but let's start off with some Claire London. This is Stardust.
That's a bullseye with your hands tied and your eyes closed. Should I need to know, I'll know exactly where to throw to land a bullseye. It's the way you fire. before the fade to black. Consistently to look in my direction. The feeling you've been wrestling with is just around the corner.
High. I bet my life on snake eyes, I don't mind. by 4 a.m. Wearing Oakley blades on a velvet one of them. Alligator wings and attaché case. Cruising down the strip to a lonely place. Throwing ninja stars and a ripped balloon. Drinking whiskey at the pub on the Monday after.
Life is long without a friend. Yeah. So I get high, I get high. always round and round again. Yeah. It goes round and round again.
Lately I've been walking into battle alone. Lately I've been talking to the man in the sky. Lately all I think about is going back home. I'm just trying to see my dad before the hour he dies. Thinking about them days I used to sleep on the floor. Bun a couple zoobies with the moon in the night. Had a couple of snakes in the crew at the time. Looking back I really wish I had a clue at the time. Lately I've been talking to the man in the sky. Thinking about him, he might be as lonely as me. Lately I've been walking into battle alone. Telling about them, no one no battle with me. Lately I've been talking to the man in the clouds. Thank you for the blessings you make fall from the sky. All I saw was weed, I never saw nothing else. Cause I'll never do that shit to nobody's child again. Always round and round again. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Take me high and down again. Will I be the same man by the end? Always round and round again. It goes round and round again. Always round and round again. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Take me high and down again. Will I be the same man by the end? Always round and round again. Yeah, it goes round and round again.
But who am I? Do or die? Cause this shit deeper than life. Scuba dive. Man, I'm here to be the guys on the losing side. Everybody losing their mind and I'm losing mine. Yeah, but who am I? Do or die? Cause this shit deeper than life. Scuba dive. Everybody losing their mind and they're on asylum. All this pressure in my life turned me to a diamond.
Stuff right there, brand new song from them. We have Brielle from Luscious calling us really, really soon, and we're going to be talking all about their show at Empire Rock Fest. A lot of cool stuff coming up, so she'll be with us really shortly.
Empire Rock Fest, which the Beaches are going to be at tomorrow evening as well in Belleville.
Headlining. It's going to be a big show, so we've got a lot to talk about. And we listened to some Berwyn, some Luna Lee, Orville Peck, the Astros, Claire London. And we're just going to keep it going with the great new music. We've got a new album from the Mistreans, lots of other cool stuff. And then we'll be back with you when we're talking to Brielle. So stay tuned. Brand new stuff from The Warning and from The Mischiefs, folks. We're back here on CFRC and we've got a guest on the line. Brielle is joining us from Luscious. Hello, Brielle. Do we have you on the line?
Yes, you do. Hi.
Awesome. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing really, really well. How are you doing?
We're really happy to have you on the line. We're really excited about this show. I mean, this is going to be a big show for everyone who's tuning in right now. Tell us what's happening.
Yeah, so tomorrow, Luscious is opening the show for Empire Rock 2024 with Dizzy and the Beaches. It's a three-night weekend Empire Rock Fest has every year, and it's a big festival outside in Belleville, Ontario. And yeah, it's going to be so much fun. Yeah, so we're on the bill this year.
So. Good morning, Brielle. You got Hayden, Rue, and Cindy here on the Indie Wake Up Call. And thanks for calling us at 8:30 in the morning. I know, like, for rock people and hip hop people, anybody, any music people that have to be out late at night, it's always a pleasure to have that 8:30 call. So thank you, first of all, for the Indie Wake Up Call.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. And what it was, Brielle, is I saw the lineup and I just, it's so stacked. Just for your night alone, we were even joking, like, this is the cool night. Like, this is the night that I think everyone's going to want to go to and check out because I love every artist on this bill. How did you get it? Like, how does this work? Because I know a lot of musicians are always trying to get these slots in the summer. What was it like hearing from them and how did it work out for you guys?
Yeah, basically what happened is a lot of the band members, Kurt, Wyatt, we've went to Empire Rock Fest before, so we've kind of already seen the festival. We actually, Kurt and Wyatt and I saw the Beaches in the slot we're in a few years ago. But what happened is Luscious went on a live stream during COVID at the Empire Theater. And the owner, Mark, really liked us. He wanted a female-fronted bill for a specific night for Empire Rock Fest. So I get a call from Mark. He said, hey, Brielle, would Luscious be available for July 19th? For Empire Rock Fest. I get this call and he said, you know, how about opening for the Beaches? How does that sound for you guys? And I literally was so excited. I love the Beaches so much. And this is just a really big step for us. And we've been working hard for so many years and this is my family. So I get to go up there with my family of so much talent and with these two other amazing female fronted female band, which is just a dream for me and the band.
Oh, so it's almost like a homecoming show for you guys, which must be really special.
It's very special. And you know, we're such a musical family. Like, we've been together since we were 12 years old, teenagers, working hard, being in, you know, playing pubs and venues for so many years and just starting out as a cover band and finally becoming this original band and working hard to write music, you know, all the time. And it seems like it's coming to fruition for us. And I wouldn't want to do it with anybody else. These are just my people. And, you know, Wyatt, the drummer, is so talented. Doug on the keys is so talented, Kurt on the guitar, my brother Cole's in the band now. There's just so much good happening, you know?
Well, we're rooting for you, Brielle. Like a lot of us, like, you know, I've known you since you were probably, I don't know, you were 13, yeah. I think. Like, this is great. So a lot of people are rooting for you guys as well. Like this, a lot of people were nodding, like, this is a great slot for you guys. But also, can we just talk a little bit about this whole America's Next Top Hit Maker thing that's been going on with you guys too? Because I only caught wind of it just recently. Like, I guess it was like right around the 1st of July, but what's that journey been all about?
Yeah, that's been great. You know, Kurt sort of applied us in our band, the guitarist, and he said, why not? So, you know, we applied for it, and basically America's Next Top Hitmaker, you know, you go into these rounds and rounds for a chance to be featured in the pages of Rolling Stone magazine. And also there's a huge concert in Texas. You're competing with not only Canadian artists, but American artists. So we've kind of made it through these rounds of, you know, placing very, very close to first place. And yeah, we're just kind of seeing where it goes. We're very excited. It would be a dream for us, of course, as Canadians too. And you were saying the Sheepdogs were in a similar contest.
Yeah. I remember when they were on that run and they came through Kingston, and then they were on the cover of Rolling Stone like 6 months later, and everyone was like, what is this band? So Brielle, can we vote for you? Like, how do we vote for you? Can we still vote for you? How does this work?
Yeah, so the top 10 for each group, the cut is this week. So
okay.
On the Luscious Band Facebook page, I've posted the link for America's Next Top Hitmaker. You can basically cast in a free vote every day if you log into Facebook and you want to support us. And yeah, I'll also be posting it on our Instagram page at Luscious Band. The link's there. But yeah, you can vote every day. It's still going on. They're doing the top 10 cut this week, and then it keeps narrowing down, and you know, we're in first place as far as I know, so I just want to keep us there, and you know, I want my family to do well here.
So you could find out while this whole Beaches concert thing is happening as well. It's all happening the same weekend.
Yes, exactly.
Oh my God. Okay, well, we have new music too, don't we?
Yes, we've got your new single, Mine. Tell us about it.
Yeah, thank you. That makes me feel so special. You guys have it all there. So Mine, we just released last week, July 12th, and it's a special one for the band. I was saying on an Instagram post a few days ago that it just really clicked well for the band. We wrote it really fast, and it's one that when we play live, we usually open with it, and it's just electrifying, I feel, for all of us. I feel like we're just very locked in with this one. The lyrics, you know, I find it's very catchy for me, and I wrote them very quickly, and it's kind of about, you know, finding a love and wanting to make them yours. It's a very, thank you so much. I'm glad you guys like it. It means the world to me to release this one. It's one of my favorites that we've written. And the guys did so well, you know, they always add their spice that just makes it amazing. And Kurt did the riff, of course. That's how we usually start writing. And Doug adding the keys, my brother Cole adding his talents. You know, he's a guitar player as well, bass player. So much talent in the band. Wyatt adding his big drum fills. So, yeah, it really just came together so fast. And we recorded it at the Bathhouse Studio. As we know, the Tragically Hip own that joint, and it's such a beautiful space, and we recorded it in the winter, and it's so nice to finally release it.
Well, I don't know if there are even tickets left for this show at Empire Rock Fest. I'm thinking no, there might be, but I would not just roll into Belleville without having those tickets secured. I have a feeling that if there's anything left, it's very, very little. So I just want you to have the best of times, and they do have, you can check on their website to see what's available. I would be very surprised if there's anything left, but if there is, you can get all that information there. Brielle, it's always a pleasure to have you contact us here at the Indie Wake Up Call. Have the best weekend. I think you've got a lot on the go this weekend. We'll be watching you on Instagram for everyone else listening. That is Luscious. You're going to check them out on Instagram, and we've got the new single right here. So Brielle, have the best weekend.
Thank you so much, Cindy. Thank you, guys. And thanks for having me on the show. It's always a pleasure on my end.
nothing about. I'm lying down and wake up as somebody else. It's something we were never meant to comprehend. I wouldn't want to try, I wouldn't know where to begin. They just tell me it doesn't end. We'll be right back.
We've got Girl Dad calling our show really soon in about 5 minutes. So stick around for that. We're going to be talking all about their debut album. For now, though, this was a bit of wishy. And then we're going to go into some King Krule. So stick around.
Don't stay bitter. Oh, I know the news is mad. Don't you know I'm eager to move on? Someday I don't know. Are you growing now? Flowers in the winter, so stay home in peace. Didn't know I was a giver, yeah, you took me for a sinner. So don't call me crazy, cause life is hazy. Lover, don't you know?